Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up with Taryn Sarcone podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Sarcone, and I am so happy that you are here with me today. I have a message on my heart for you. If you are a woman who is unfulfilled, you're burnt out, you're stressed out, you're irritated, you're triggered, you're anxious, you're depressed, you're hopeless, you're wondering, what is my life about? What is my purpose? What is my calling? Why am I here? I want you to know you're not alone and you're also not crazy. So welcome to the show. You're going to love it. Holy Spirit, speak through me and give a message that your daughters and sons need who are listening to this. Thank you for using me as a vessel to speak and for giving me a platform. It is my honor to be able to show up and to speak encouragement and truth. God, we love you. Amen. Hi, it's been way too long, and I'm showing up here to give you a pep talk for 2024 because it's November 15th and the year is almost over. Thanksgiving is literally next week, which is just mind-blowing. I'm sure you feel the same way. But I have been talking to a lot, and I mean a lot, of men and women who are in desperate need of this pep talk. And I felt it in my spirit today to come on here and to record this with no notes, with no agenda. I didn't plan this. I'm not prepared for this. And I am showing up and I am doing it out of obedience because the Spirit told me that there is a message that someone needs. And I was like, okay, God, let me plan. Let me type some notes. Let me look up scriptures. And he was like, no, you're going to press record. So here we are. I just wanted to start out by saying I love every single one of you. Whether we know each other personally or not, I want you to know that I pray for you and I pray for the right people who God wants to connect me to find me and for me to find them. You're not trapped down in this valley like you think you are. I know that you're tired. I know you're exhausted. Tired doesn't even do it justice. You wake up in the morning and you have this dreadful feeling in your body where you're just trying to get through your day. You're just trying to get through it. And the things that you have to do aren't even things that are necessarily hard or things that you hate doing, but you have this heaviness, this dread, this anxiety on you. You're not living your life. You're just existing. And sometimes you might even feel invisible. I've had someone tell me recently that they felt invisible and they were able to see all of these gifts in other people, but they weren't able to see them in them. And they also were convinced that no one else could see that in them either. And if you feel that way, I want you to know that that is a lie straight from the enemy's mouth. You are the daughter or the son of the highest king that has ever been and will ever be. You are the king's kid. You are anointed. You are chosen. You are set apart. You are called to do big things. You're supposed to stand out. You're supposed to be different. And Jesus came and died on the cross so that we would have an abundant, joyful, fulfilled life. Now, that's not tied to circumstances because we saw Paul in prison still feeling fulfilled and abundant. And I'm sure he didn't feel that all the time, but he knew that to his core. So a lot of times when people tell me that they have this feeling where I feel tired, I feel like I'm not enough, I feel like nothing is going my way, a lot of times our feelings are not true. They are true to us in that moment. And that's why it's so hard to see past that. You have this lens in your glasses that is, it's really just distorting your reality and your vision. And so you're seeing things through this lens that actually aren't true, but they feel true. And we are emotional beings. Every single person has emotions. So we feel these feelings of depression and lack of motivation and anxiety and doubt. We doubt ourselves. We doubt God. Maybe you're mad at God. And that's okay because he can take it. He is a good father and he does what's best for us and he can take how you feel. And actually, most of you, you probably need to have a little heart to heart with God and to tell him your true feelings, even though he already knows, but you haven't said them. You need to get that out because there's beauty in the breakdown. So many people feel like I'm at rock bottom. Another year has come and gone. My life still sucks. I still feel like I'm not enough. Nothing has changed. My marriage is failing. My kids are rebelling. I'm just gaining weight. I'm feeling so exhausted. I feel like crap. I eat like crap. I can't sleep at night. I don't have any friends. I isolate myself. And the list goes on and on and on. And you're thinking, how many years am I going to keep doing this over and over and over? And I want to tell you, and this is your pep talk, that 2024 can and will be the best year you've ever experienced. And this is a guarantee. This isn't just me trying to throw some fluff in, get you excited thinking that this can be maybe if you're lucky, if things go your way. I am telling you for a 100% fact, if you want 2024 to be the best year you've ever had, then I have the secret. And I did this back in 2023. So I've been doing this for 11 months. And I can tell you, hands down, this has been the best year I've ever had of my life. And I'm not talking circumstances. It's not because we're millionaires and my kids never are sick and we have everything we've ever wanted and everything is just great and amazing, because that's not the case at all. It has become the best year that I've ever had because it's been the year that I've grown spiritually the most I've ever grown before. Now, maybe you're someone who has no real understanding of God and Jesus and the Spirit and the difference and the similarities, and you don't really believe in who he says you are, although you might believe in his word and you know it in your head, but you need to get it to go to your heart. And it has to go down into your heart where you feel it. So you may know that God said that you're chosen and anointed, but you don't feel chosen and anointed. Or maybe you're lying to yourself and you're saying, I do feel chosen and anointed, but you're doing things and your actions are showing that you don't believe that you really truly are chosen and anointed. So if you believed in who God said you were, you would carry yourself differently. Your actions would line up with that. You wouldn't need to cope by getting blackout drunk to numb your feelings and to feel better. You wouldn't need to sleep around with guys to feel worthy and accepted and wanted. You wouldn't need to spend money and Amazon shop to feel a little bit of joy. There's nothing wrong with that, but when you're doing it because you're trying to feel something, spending money and money and money and money, that's not the answer. You might be at a point where you know Jesus and you've been following him and you've been crying out to him, Lord, help me find my purpose. Help me get out of this relationship. Help me get out of these feelings of depression and anxiety and worthlessness and hopelessness. And God hears you. The fact that you're listening to this message right now is proof that he hears you and he knows your heart and he knows how badly you want this. If you grow the most spiritually in 2024, it will be the best year you've ever had. Hands down, guaranteed. And here's how you do it. It's really not that hard. You can start by going in a room, getting on your knees, and having a heart to heart with God, telling him, I'm sorry. I need you. I can't do this by myself. I'm giving you control of my life. I'm giving up all the things that you want me to give up. Lord, change me. You know, we feel like we have to make all these changes ourselves in order to follow God's word and to be obedient, but really we don't. The Spirit will come and will change us. Our spirit of our flesh won't be able to do things that are so strong. So a lot of times people that are in recovery are trying to manage their addiction. So focused on, okay, I'm not going to drink. 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 Instead of trying to manage your addiction, go to Jesus and get as close as you can to him, and he will sanctify you, and you will no longer want to drink as much as you did because of the process of becoming more Christ-like that happens in you by receiving the Spirit. Now, to some people, you're saying, yes, yes, Taryn, preach it. I know this is so true. And some other people are probably listening thinking, what in the world is she talking about? This, I've never even heard this before. And I want you to know that I have made it my full-time job to coach and encourage and inspire and to teach women who are in the valley of life to get out, to get freedom, to walk in their purpose, to walk in their calling, because you have been called. You have a purpose on your life. You are marked by him. And the reason why life has been so hard for you is because the devil's been after you since you were born, or even before, because he knows how powerful you can be. And the devil doesn't have to destroy you like he did Job. He doesn't need to kill all of your children and your lineage and your animals, all of the livestock, and create a drought and take away all of the things that are going to help you. He doesn't need to completely go in and destroy every single thing in order to destroy you. All he needs to do is to get you to destroy yourself by your thoughts. So that's what happens. We sit there and think, I'm confused. I'm worthless. I'm not who they say I am. I'm a joke. I'm going to be found out one day. You're embarrassed of who you used to be. You're embarrassed and have all of this guilt and shame and condemnation in the things that you used to do. Feeling like that's who you are, feeling like that's how God sees you, feeling like that's your identity. And maybe you have people in your circle who are telling you these things, that are saying, this is who you are. You're not changed. You have this problem. You have this problem. You have that problem. And it's hard to change when you have people that are like that around you. But I want to invite you to something. I want to invite you into my inner circle for 2024. Now, this is completely free. I'm not going to, you know, ask you to coach with me or to do anything. All I'm asking simply is this, that you listen to the podcast episodes and you do the things that they say to do. I created a blog recently on my website that you can go to taryncerconi.com/blog, and you will see my entries. This is another thing that you can be doing to pull me into your inner circle. God's been telling me to do this for a while now, and I just created it and started just letting things come out of my mind that I've been thinking of. And if you read the blog, which takes 3 to 5 minutes per entry, do the things that it says, listen to the podcast and do the things that it says, I promise you are going to have the best year you've ever had in 2024. And it's not because of me. It's not because Taryn is the world's best podcaster. It's not because Taryn is the greatest at coming up with stuff. It's because I am a broken person who was reaching for all of the things of this world to feel whole. I was reaching for drugs, for alcohol, for men, for acceptance of people, for money and status. And I was idolizing all of those things. I was a manipulator. I was selfish. I am an adulterer. I've done the things, okay? I have walked the path of the world, and I am a broken person who turned their face to Jesus and begged him to help. And he came and he saved me. And he is doing a work through me because I am healing and I am whole and I am here and I am obedient. And that's what I want for you. It's not Taryn is going to help you be the best version of yourself in 2024. It's Taryn is your guide who is going to tell you which way to look and is going to direct you to Jesus for the entire year of 2024. So I don't know who out there is someone who's like, I need this. I need an inner circle. I need people to pour into me and to give me pep talks and to pray for me and to give me the tools. If that is you, I want to invite you into my circle. You can comment below on this YouTube video, or if you're listening to it on the podcast, you can comment in here. Let me know that you're in. You can send me a DM on Instagram at Taryn Sarcone. And I want to help pull as many people out of the valley as I possibly can next year. And my goal for 2024 is to influence more people than the devil is influencing. Because he is at work. And right now we're at a time in our lives where things are crazy. They're talking about World War III, everything that's going on in Israel and in Palestine. I've had a lot of people ask me if I'm going to make a comment on this. And I wasn't entirely sure, but now that the Spirit's bringing it forward, I want to tell you that now is the time. I sat there for many weeks and I was so involved in what the media was showing us and influencers were showing us and people that were on the ground in those countries that they were talking and showing. And I just had this heaviness like, God, why? Why are you doing this? What is going on in this world? And I didn't feel like doing anything because honestly, Jesus can come back at any second. And I kind of just felt like, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to change the world when the world could end this weekend? It could end right now. It can end tonight. And how can I continue to talk and preach and pray about things that matter nothing in the grand scheme of things when there's people who are dying and people that are being tortured and taken? And here I am praying that God takes away my migraine. You know, I just felt so helpless and I was just praying and begging God, like, what are we supposed to do here? I feel so tired and I feel so helpless. How am I supposed to keep moving forward? And he said, the devil hasn't stopped working, so why have you? And that was a word I needed to hear. Because at a time where the devil is at work the most, this is not our time as Christians to cower and to slow down and to pull back and to make ourselves small. But this is the time to take God at his word and be bold and be courageous and run towards what God has for us. You are being held without authority in a valley, whispering lies to you. The devil is whispering in your ear, you're not enough. You suck. People don't care about you. You're never going to make a difference. She's not talking to you. She's talking to other people. She doesn't know what you did. I know what you did, and I'll never forget it. And if you're looking back into the past, it's not God who's telling you to turn around and look back, because God says, look forward. God says that once you've repented from your sin, I have cast your sin so far away, all the way to the west, all the way to the east. I never even remember it. I will never bring it up again. So if someone is bringing it up in your life, you need to say, get behind me, Satan. And if it's you bringing it back up, you need to remember that you are washed by the blood of Jesus and you are a brand new creation in him. And I just want you to know that we want you and we need you to stand up and to fight the darkness with us, that you have giftings, you have amazing traits and qualities and skill sets and things about you that are so unique and different, no one else has them. We need your story. God wants to turn your pain into a purpose to further the kingdom. This feeling in you, like there has to be more to life. There has to be something. You're searching, you're seeking. That's there for a reason. That is there because God put it there. Because we are beings that are never satisfied with things of this world. We are only satisfied by things of God because we're so complex that we're searching and we're seeking for something bigger and something greater and something better. We know that we weren't just put on this earth to just simply live our lives and suffer and die one day. No, we are set apart. We are called out. You are amazing. You are chosen. You are anointed. God is calling you. You can feel it in your soul that He is. But you're letting the devil just have his way with you. You've been trapped down in this valley, in this prison cell for all of 2023. And before that, if we want to be honest, and you've been saying, I want to get out. I want my life different. I want more. I want more. I want more. But you're stuck in the same sin patterns. You're stuck in the same thinking in your brain, the same wiring that you've had and the same thoughts that you've had for years and years and years. But God is telling you, enough. Enough. It is done. And I have a new life for you. I have new things in store for you. I am doing a new work in you. Will you receive it? So I'm asking you, will you receive this? Do you want to be well? Do you want everything that God has in store for you? Do you want the abundancy? Do you want the fulfillment? Do you want the joy that's so pronounced in your body when you wake up in the morning, that tears are flowing from your face because you're so grateful for literally just daily mundane things, things that aren't even incredible and huge and great, but things that are just natural, and you're crying and you have joy and you have the fruit of the Spirit, where you have this patience for your children and for your husband and for your job. And you have this gentleness about you. And you have peace. Peace that covers you in situations that it shouldn't cover you. It surpasses all understanding. And you feel kind. And you have self-control. And things that once ruled your life no longer rule your life. You have all of this available at your fingertips if you're willing. So are you willing? If you are, you have a task that you need to do before the end of November. Or if you're listening to this, do it right away. I need you to get a notebook. I need it to be a brand new notebook. It can be a journal, a notebook, whatever feels good to you. You need to actually be writing it. It can't be something you type. Whatever you look at and feel like, yes, this speaks to my soul. I love how this makes me feel. And I just want you to get it. And that is all I want you to do. And that's it. And I want you to comment below in this video. Send me a DM. Let me know. I want to be in your inner circle. And I'm ready. And I have some free things that I want to give you that you can print out, that you can start looking at. God has so much in store for you. You're going to look back this time next year, and you are going to be blown away with the progress that God has made in you. You are going to be a completely new creation. And the change that is going to come in this world from your obedience and from your sanctification is going to be incredible. Because whatever you don't get through and heal through, you will pass down to your next generations, and they will have to heal through and get through. You are changing generations. This isn't about you. This is about your children, your children's children, your children's children's children. What you're doing is going to make the world of a difference. You have a purpose. You have a plan. You are called. You are anointed. You are gifted. You are. I know it, and you know it deep down somewhere in there too. You do. Thank you for being here until the end with me today. I am so thrilled to announce that my brand new book, The Valley, is finally out and available on Amazon. This book is split into two parts. The first part will walk you through all the steps it took to get to rock bottom. to avoid making the same mistakes. Part two walks you all the way out of the valley into freedom, into fulfillment, into abundance, and into joy. So get it now. Love you.